101.9 FM.
Good evening, folks. As you've probably twigged to, this is not Saltwater Music with Rob Carnell. Rather, this is Jesse Bell, actually here in CFRC Studios. It's 6 p.m. on Friday, September 5th, and at 6:30, we have Gales Game Day between York Queens Gales and the Laurier Golden Hawks. 6:15, we have the Grad Club pregame show. So to lead into that pregame show, we've got some locally sourced music, some sweet tracks I'm going to be spinning for you before we actually head over to Richardson Memorial Stadium. This is the last Friday night disruption for the foreseeable future. We'll be back to your regularly scheduled programming again next week. But for the time being, let's kick off this short 15-minute interlude with the newest release from the winter in Canada. This is The Head, The Tail, The Wing, and The Claws right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Friday, September 5th, we have a primetime clash under the lights at Richardson Stadium. The Gales and the Laurier Golden Hawks meet for the first time since the 2024 OUA semifinals. Can the Gales score a measure of revenge against the defending champs?
Touchdown, Queen!
Or will the Golden Hawks soar to their fourth straight victory over the Gales? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Friday, September 5th at 6:15 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 6:30 p.m. kickoff.
Calling you back to ask for a favor. I spent all my cash on cheap wine.
My name is Corey, and I am one of the managing editors of Quilt, a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens. Right now, we are hiring for our 2025-2026 team, and I want to invite you to apply. We're looking for undergraduate students for our financial team, event planners, illustrators and layout designers, editorial board, copy editors, and outreach team. We are also seeking grad student advisors to work alongside the editorial board. To find more information and the link to apply, go to our Instagram at QUQuilt.
And we are back, folks. This is Jesse Bell here with you in CFRC's studios. We are just a little over 5 minutes away from sending you to Richardson Stadium for your grad club pregame show. Let me give you a quick rundown on what you just heard and what our final track will be. We kicked off this little music block with the newest release from Winter in Canada, The Head, The Tail, The Wing, and The Claws. And you would have heard High Wind with Payphone. And now we're going to throw it to one final track before we head over to, well, me at Richardson Stadium. This is Bloom Effect from Second Sight.
Thank you. waiting for our moments to break through.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and uns 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 and uns. The Grad Club proudly presents Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club pregame show. Good evening, football fans, and welcome to Game 3 in Season 102 of CFRC's coverage of your Queens Gales. This is Gales Game Day, or rather, Gales Game Tonight, I suppose, brought to you by our title sponsor for 2025, our friends at the Grad Club. Located in the heart of the Queens University campus, the Grad Club is your premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group, head to thegradclub.ca. For more information, thank you again to the Grad Club. If you haven't tuned in to a Gales Game Day broadcast before, my name is Jesse Bell. I am your host for this evening. And if this is your first game listening to us on CFRC, well, you are in for a treat because the Queens Gales welcome the defending Yates Cup champions, the team that eliminated them from the OUA playoffs last year, the number one ranked team in the country, the undefeated Laurier Golden Hawks. And this is going to be an absolute classic here at Richardson Stadium. We have got so much fun stuff for you, and I'll even have some special guests with me at halftime. Folks, let me tell you about your Queens Gales, because, man, if you missed last week's game against the McMaster Marauders, you missed an absolute clinic offensively, defensively, and on special teams. The final score was 38-4, but believe it or not, that score actually doesn't indicate how lopsided a clash this was. Queens had their way with the Marauders from moment one until the final gun. It was absolutely the strongest performance on the road, perhaps of the Steve Snyder era. Let me give you the stats. Alex Vraken, starting quarterback, number 12, 17 of 24. That's a 75% completion rate for 255 yards and two touchdowns. One of his top targets, number 87, Mateo Tuioti. He's a big-bodied H-back from British Columbia, and he was a problem last week, tallying one touchdown early in the second quarter, running through two men to get it, and picking up another huge first down later in the game where I thought he was going to drive his shoulder pads right through that poor defender's helmet. We also had a breakout bounce-back performance from number 16, Nathan Falcone. After a bit of a struggle in week one against Western, Falcone had six receptions for 127 yards and a touchdown. He had two 50-plus yard receptions, one that brought the Gales into field goal range, and then one that he finished off with 6 points. And another great receiver. It was really, honestly, a ton of great performances from the Queens receiving crew. Jack Ashby Jacobs had nearly 100 yards. Preston Martin had multiple catches, including several high-difficulty grabs. And on the ground, number 29, Jared Kasari, he got rolling after a bit of a slow start to week one. 14 carries, 115 yards, and his backfield battery mate, Ethan Dahl, punched in two short touchdowns to
give the Gaels a decisive victory. And what more can you say about the Queens defense? They were outstanding on Saturday, only giving up 4 points, and realistically those were conceded safeties, and they just smothered the McMaster offense. The mobile quarterback Luke Thalman was under pressure all day. He threw a pick, he was sacked. McMaster put up about 150 total yards of offense. Queens, on the other hand, nearly 550. So a bit of a lopsided offensive spread there in what was a dominant victory for the Gaels. And on that note, I thought it would be interesting to compare the offensive and defensive production from 2024, week one and two, to 2025, week one and two. Let's throw it back to 2024. Week one, the Gaels were on the road in Windsor playing the Windsor Lancers. They put up 313 total yards. They had 16 first downs. They scored 21 points in a losing effort. Week two, they had 356 yards against the McMaster Marauders, 19 first downs and 27 points scored in a winning effort. 2025, week one, 410 yards, 15 first downs, 42 points scored in a losing effort against the Western Mustangs. Week two, 529 offensive yards, 25 first downs, and 38 points scored in that victory over McMaster. If you're good at your quick maths, that's a differential of over 270 more yards for this 2025 squad, 5 more first downs, and 32 extra points, which is roughly what they were averaging on a game-by-game basis last year. In other words, this offense has been absolutely lighting it up. Defensively, we saw the first career sacks for James Gillingham and Jacob Baldwin last week, and this defense in 2024, the first 2 weeks of the season, 333 yards allowed, 27 points surrendered, 421 yards allowed, 22 points surrendered. So, through the first 2 weeks of 2024, they'd given up about 49 points. Week one here at Richardson, they took on Western. They did give up 45 points. Mind you, it was over four quarters and four overtime periods, so maybe a bit of slack for them there. And in week two, 151 yards allowed, 4 points against. So how does the defense compare to last year, which was an elite unit? The 2025 Gaels have given up 153 fewer yards. They've surrendered the exact same amount of points of 49, which I think is a fun little quirk. But let's also bear in mind, that's with four additional red zone drives factored in. So what I'm trying to tell you, folks, is this defense is as good as it was last year, but the big thing that held the Gaels back was offensive inconsistency. And knocking on wood here, it seems like that issue may be settled. And that's a good thing, because they are playing one of the most talented offensive football teams in Canada in the undefeated Laurier Golden Hawks. This team is led by their quarterback, a transfer from the University of Ohio, originally a Mississauga boy, but he went down south, rode the pine for a bit before transferring back up north. Cal Wither, who last week against Windsor went 20 for 29 with 237 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, and a rushing touchdown. Their top rusher was Tayshawn Jackson. That's a name you're going to hear a lot today, folks. Tayshawn Jackson is one of the most explosive, difficult to corral players in all of Canada. I have a feeling I'm going to be calling number 23's number an awful lot today, and with good reason. Laurier has the benefit of returning, alongside Queens, I would say arguably the best wide receiving room in the OUA. You may hear the Boo Birds out and active as Laurier makes their way onto the field here at Richardson. Ethan Jordan, 1,000-yard receiver last year, was drafted, had one more year of eligibility, came on back, and he's already been tearing things up. 10 receptions for 105 yards last week. Ryan Hughes, one of the breakout players on this offense. 4 receptions, 74 yards, 2 touchdowns. They put up 385 yards and 30 points against a very strong Windsor defense. And defensively, Laurier was even more formidable, giving up just 300 yards and only 9 points. It was similar to Queens, utter domination by the defending Yates Cup champions in week two. And that brings us to today, a clash between two teams ranked in the national top five. The Gaels are your fifth-ranked team. The Golden Hawks are actually tied for first with the Laval Rouge Aor, the team that beat them in the Vanier Cup last year. Let's talk about the head-to-head stats for this Queens and Laurier team. And this is a rivalry that has been defined largely by winning streaks.
Queens won five in a row from 2011-2012 to 2013-2014. Laurier won five straight from 2015-2016 to 2019-2020. Queens won the first game post-COVID in 2022 by a score of 30-11, but Laurier has won each of the last three. 11-10, the 2023 home opener here, lost on a last-second missed field goal from Tyler Mullen. They blew it, the Gales, in Kitchener-Waterloo last season during the regular season. It was 51-21, the most points surrendered by a Steve Snyder team since his tenure began here. And then they rematched in the OUA semifinals, and this was an awesome game. A Gales team that had been struggling with injuries both before and during that game gave the future Vanier Cup finalists, the future Yates Cup champions, everything they could handle in a narrow 29-21 loss. Laurier has the current edge in this series since 2007. They have an 11-7 record, and that's aided in large part by this three-game winning streak. Last time these two teams played at Richardson, aforementioned home opener in August of 2023, drastically different from what I expect here today. That was a very low-scoring game. There were lots of turnovers. It's week one. You know, there were a lot of execution issues. We're now into just about the mid-season here in 2025. Both teams have looked sharp and only gotten sharper. I don't think this is going to be an 11-10 ball game, folks. It might be 11-10 at the end of the first quarter, but I don't think it's going to finish that way. These are two explosive offenses. These are two teams that love to pass the ball, and these are two teams with very deep and I would say eclectic backfields. Queens, we talked to Coach Steve Snyder about this on Thursday. They run kind of a thunder and lightning philosophy. You've got your lightning in number zero, Isaiah Adams. You've got your thunder in Ethan Dahl. And you've got your storm in number 29, Jared Kasari. He can do a little bit of both. Can drop the pads, can cut it outside, north, south, east, west. He's like a compass. He does it all. Laurier, very similar philosophy. Tayshawn Jackson, Darian Bassick-Hadden. Thunder and lightning. And as you may have perceived, your Queens Gales are making their way out onto the field, led by number 88, Liam Silverson, number 29, Jared Kasari, at number 12, Alex Vraken, who so far is putting up what appears to be an OUA MVP caliber season, but he has got his work cut out for him again here today. So, what do I think is going to happen? I'm so glad you asked. I think this is going to be a very similar situation to week one. I think we are going to see a highly competitive, explosive, back and forth battle between two of the very best teams in the country. What could be the X factor tonight? Well, unlike week one against Western, Richardson is not just packed, but it's packed full of students, and they've already brought the electricity to, well, as you can probably surmise from what you hear in the background, a whole other level. Richardson is already at a fever pitch, and the anthem is yet to play. But on that note, when that anthem does play, we're going to throw it to a word from our sponsor, the Grad Club. We're going to throw it to a little bit of music. And when we come back, we will be well on our way to kickoff here at Richardson Stadium. Stay tuned, folks. This is the Grad Club pregame show, but we are just a few moments away from kickoff for what will be an all-time classic.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. Was the Grad Club pregame show. Coming up next, kickoff and first quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club. We'll be right back.
as the crowd roars, we are mere moments away from kickoff here at Richardson Stadium. This is season 102 of Gales Game Day. That's right. We were there in 1922, CFRC's launch. In fact, the very first thing ever broadcast on our airwaves was a recap of a rugby football union game between Queens and the Hamilton Rowing Club. I'm actually joined. I have a peanut gallery here with me that'll be with me for halftime as well. And there are fine folks from Old Farm Fine Foods. And Steve, well, he has very fond memories of that 1922 broadcast. He was there. He had the gramophone turned up. And folks, get your radios ready. Don't adjust your sets. You're going to hear the most high-octane, boisterous, and entertaining 2.5 hours in all of Canadian broadcasting. If you're just joining us, folks, my name is Jesse Bell. I'm here live on location at Richardson Memorial Stadium for this clash between your Queens Gales, currently sitting at 1-1 on the season, and the defending Yates Cup champion, Laurier Golden Hawks, who have not lost a conference game, so they have not lost a game to an OUA team since November of 2023. They lost in the Yates Cup to the Western Mustangs. 1 year later, they ran it back. They beat the brakes off the Western Mustangs, winning both games over the course of that season by multiple scores. This is a top-notch football team. However, your Queens Gales, nothing to sneeze at either, taking Western to their limit in week one, manhandling Mac in week two, and looking to shock the world and stun the Laurier Golden Hawks. This is the only game on the schedule tonight. The eyes of Canada are fixed firmly on Kingston, Ontario. And I've got the goosebumps. I can feel the electricity in the air. Could be another viral broadcast indeed, but let's hope not. Thank you again to our title sponsor for this year, the Grad Club. You're going to hear a lot about the Grad Club throughout the broadcast today. In fact, you might be enjoying this game in the comfortable confines of the Grad Club with OUA TV on the TV and CFRC on the radio. There's no better way to enjoy game day than at the Grad Club. And with me here in my beautiful gold jacket, and you know what? Much like the gold jacket members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we're hoping we get a Hall of Fame caliber performance for number 12, Alex Vraken. Worth noting that his throwing hand is lightly bandaged. He did bang it off a helmet of a McMaster player last week. Wasn't a serious injury, but we're going to see if it impacts the RPMs he can put on that pass. One of the big changes from last year to this year for Alex Vraken is the incorporation of different arm angles on his throws. It's not just a north-south. He also will throw with a bit of a sidearm, kind of a 45-degree angle. And his big, big calling card is his ability to put a frankly dizzying amount of spin on that football. He cranks up the RPMs. He makes it a hard, fast, pinpoint accurate throw. His one interception in week one against Western was a dropped pass. He did have a fumble last week, but it's hard to fault him for that as he was on a blindside hit from the outstanding pass rusher for the Marauders, Anthony Sestanovic. As we now have football formation here, the Gales, well, they won the toss and they have elected to kick this one away. No Matt Driver in the lineup tonight for Queens. It'll be Tyler Mullen handling all the punting and kicking. And he is going to look and try and keep this one out of the hands of number 23 in the purple and white. Tayshawn Jackson is about 5'8". But he is absolutely explosive. He might be three apples tall, but man, oh man, is he like a keg of dynamite. That boy can explode when he gets the ball in his hands.
Dynamite,
dynamite, we say up here in the booth. And folks, breathe in, breathe out. We are 5 seconds away from kickoff here at Richardson as they stomp the bleachers. They raise their voices, and Tyler Mullen raises his hand to kick this one away. We are off, keeping it away from number 23, Tayshawn Jackson. It's fielded right in the end zone by number 37, who is immediately hit, but makes multiple men miss. There is a flag down. Otherwise, this one would be going all the way. Number 32 for the Golden Hawks would have been tackled at the 5, but it looks like there is indeed a flag down around the 37. If this is on Laurier, they're going to be moving back. If this is on Queens, Laurier will start this game with about as good a field position as you can expect. That was number 32, Ethan Sutton from Whitby, Ontario. Very nearly made the Gaels pay dearly. But this one is beep, 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 backing up. Flag on the play. So it'll be first and 10 Laurier, albeit from a more neutral site. In fact, this is going to be quite far back. It looks like the flag was issued around the 30 for a hold. So they've moved them back to just shy of the 20-yard line. If you're just joining us, folks, we have just kicked off here at Richardson Stadium for this huge clash between your Gaels and the Laurier Golden Hawks, as we have got multiple men in motion for Cal Wither. He throws this one immediately to number 11, Laomi Ojutaleo. Ojutaleo is a player with such incredible agility. Last year, he burned the Gaels on two separate occasions. In that first regular season clash, he had a 78-yard touchdown where he was untouched on his way to pay dirt. And in the semifinal game, he had a huge second quarter touchdown to put Laurier up big at halftime. There, he picks up about 5 yards on a quick hitter to make it second and 5 from the 25. Man in motion. This is a passing down for Cal Wither. He's going to throw this one quickly, and that is dropped, which means it will be a 2-and-out for the Laurier Golden Hawks. The pass was on the money, but number 1 in the purple unable to secure that catch, and that is quite surprising. Darian Bassick-Hadden, kind of a power back, good hands. Everybody on this Laurier offense has to have strong catching skills. As Laurier quickly gets this punt off, it's not a great one. It's going to be fielded by, it looks like that is Ian St. Arnaud, who will move forward for about 3 yards. But Queens is going to start this drive from just shy of midfield. About a 28-yard punt there from the Laurier kicker and punter, Dawson Hodge. Kind of surprising. It was a weaker kick. Dawson Hodge is one of the best kickers and punters in the country. I think Laurier trying to pick up the pace on that may have psyched out their own kicker a little bit. So the Gaels kick things off at the 53-yard line in this 0-0 ball game. Jared Kasari in the backfield, multiple men in motion on the right-hand side. Raking with a quick hitter to Nathan Falcone. Falcone takes a licking, but he keeps on ticking, and he picks up 9 key yards for the Gaels, setting up a second and short situation. Sorry about that, folks. They're actually going to mark him. Oh, I thought he had picked up more than that. Looks like his knee was down closer to the Laurier 50, even though he had launched himself forward after that hit to about the 48. So it'll be second and 5 from the Laurier 50. Trying to get the defense jumping hard count from Alex Vraken there. That means snapping it on two. He's looking for Liam Silverson, but he finds Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith laying out for an outstanding diving grab, giving the Gaels the first down of the game. And that is a consequential one as they are moving ever closer into Tyler Mullen's range. Tyler Mullen has been outstanding this season as well. Great grab there from Cedric Smith. I talked about Vraken putting the RPM, the revs on that ball, and that one left his hand in a hurry. First and 10 from the Laurier 40. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari is cutting his way into the middle of this defense. A short gain there on first down, setting up second and 7 from just shy of the 35. So far, both teams preferring to pass the ball. That is the first handoff of the game. The Gaels would have been in deep trouble had it not been for a Laurier hold on a kickoff return. But that's the thing. Penalties are consequential. They're a part of the game, and the Gaels benefited there. It is second and about 6.5 from the Laurier 35. Vraken is going to pass this one. He's rolling out. He's looking for Matt Camillo, but that is going over Matt Camillo. not a bad result there. Under pressure, rolling to the right-hand side. Good veteran throw from Vraken. It was near his man. It was catchable, but Camillo needed probably another foot on that vertical to haul that one in. So the Gaels are going to try and kick a field goal here. It'd be about a 42-yarder for number 42 as we have a quick little whistle down. I'm going to pull up my stat sheet here because Tyler Mullen is rapidly approaching the top five on the all-time field goals made list for the Gaels. Number 42 currently sits at... Oh, as you can hear the crowd stomping rhythmically. Tyler Mullen currently sits at 44 made field goals, looking for number 45 on his career. Good snap, good hold. Is this one going to be good enough? It is wide right, and now the Gaels need to corral this Laurier returner who has got space on the left-hand side. There is another flag down, and that's a good thing because he would have been tackled by Tyler Mullen, but ultimately this one is coming back. Still, though, kickers are people. Tyler Mullen made a play all the same, even if ultimately it is coming back. But Tyler Mullen missing a 42-yarder. But a hold near the Laurier end zone will move them back. So it is still a 0-0 ball game as we have number 95, Garang Ugwak, into the ball game here, playing alongside number 91, Eric Johnston. Number 97, Tristan Burrell, back in the lineup after suffering an injury early in the Western game in week one. And quarter one today, and every game this year, is brought to you by the Grad Club. More on that in just a moment as Laurier is about to do some football things. But thank you again to the Grad Club. First and 10, Laurier from their own 10-yard line. Multiple men in motion as it's going to be a handoff to Tayshawn Jackson. And folks, the juice was only a little loose there, but still secured a great tackle to limit the explosive Tayshawn Jackson to a gain of about 2.5, setting up second and 8. Good play there from number 52, Oliver Jackson, as we have got a member of the Smash Brothers on the field, number 54, DJ Ryan, alongside number 49, Jalen Grable. No Grable on this play, but DJ Ryan's out there. He gets it done. Cal Wither dropping back to pass under pressure. Whoa, juice is loose! Oliver Jackson puts the squeeze on Cal Wither and shuts this Laurier offense down again. OJ, oh so sweet. Oliver Jackson has been making plays every game. I'm telling you, this kid's going to be bigger than Minute Maid. Another huge play from Oliver Jackson to shut down this Laurier drive. Ottawa, Ontario product, as we are going to get the first points of the game via a safety. So the Gaels take a 2-0 lead thanks to two outstanding plays from Oliver Jackson. A tackle to bring down Tayshawn Jackson, and then a sack on the Ohio by way of Mississauga. Back to Laurier product, Cal Wither. You know, they asked him, what game are you most looking forward to on the football schedule? And he said, November 22nd, the Vanier Cup. Might be a little premature. He's good, but will he be good enough to take his team back to the national title game? Not if OJ has anything to say about it. First and 10 Queens from their own 35, nursing a 2-0 lead. Jared Kasari in the backfield with Alex Vraken. Vraken is dropping back. He's looking for Cedric Smith. And it very nearly ended up in the hands of the Laurier defensive halfback, Jatari Hastings, the captain of that Laurier defense. Not a guy you want to test twice. Played that to perfection, did Hastings. Had the inside shoulder covered, locked down, and nearly brought that one in and could have brought that one back. All the same, though, it's second and 10 from the Queens 35 with 9.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vraken dropping back under pressure. throwing behind Mateo Tuioti, so it'll be a quick two and out for Queens, unable to build on that momentum generated by their defense, as it is a bit of a defensive stalemate here at Richardson Stadium. And this is another dangerous situation. Ethan Sutton and Tayshawn Jackson back deep to return. Laurier's two returns have been blown down because of flags, but they both would have been explosive. Tyler Mullen is just going to sensibly kick this one short and out of bounds. So Laurier will have their best starting field position of the day right around their own 50-yard line in this 2-0 ball game. 9 minutes and 23 seconds remain in our first quarter of action. And if you're just joining us, it's been the OJ show. No, not the Naked Gun, nor the Naked Gun 2.5. No. Different OJ, different context, but man, oh man, what a performance from Oliver Jackson here early. First and 10, Laurier. Another handoff to Tayshawn Jackson, and that's Justin Pace in the right place, dropping Jackson right on his face. The Montreal missile locked on and delivered another boom there to keep the explosive Jackson from popping off. So another second and long set up here for Laurier, yet to pick up a first down conversion. But hey, you know what they say about announcers and jinxes. Darian Bassick-Hadden in the ball game here. This will be a pass situation, multiple men in motion. The Gales are going to give up their first down as Jared Seaway unable to secure the tackle, but Jacob Baldwin pile driving number 3, Ryan Hughes, into the turf. However, it is after a catch and run to pick up that crucial first down for the Laurier Golden Hawks. Still very much in the feeling out process, similar to last week against McMaster. Both offenses, both defenses getting a feel for how the other likes to move, read, and react. First and 10 from the Queens 41-yard line. Another handoff, and Eric Johnston and Justin Pace making an absolute mess of that Laurier offensive line. These two boys, nice guys, but didn't have their manners on that one as they shut down Tayshawn Jackson again. So another third and long coming up here as we get another great play from this Queens linebacking unit. The front 7 for this team has just been so good all season long. Second and 14, Wither dropping back, screen pass, tipped by Oliver Jackson, caught by Cal Wither, and he is tracked down by Stephen Capea, Jalen Grable, Justin Pace, but Oliver Jackson, if the glove fits, you must acquit. Getting two hands on that one, sending it back. OJ knocking that ball back into Cal Withers' hands for a catch and a sack. You don't see that very often, but we saw it here today. Goodness gracious. As this one is punted out of bounds, you can tell I'm fired up. You can tell I'm fired up. What a play. That screen pass was absolutely telegraphed. OJ literally two hands batted the ball back at Cal Wither like he was playing volleyball. And when you get a chance to hit a quarterback, especially one with such a hot quote as that, you relish it. The rare quarterback catch on the quarterback pass. And while we have a moment, let me throw it to a word from our title sponsor, the Grad Club. We know them, we love them, and here's a little more information about them.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers.
Well, We are back, folks. Quick break in the action here as, holy cow, Richardson is shoulder to shoulder. The student section showing up and showing out here. A sea of tricolor. And so far, they've had a lot to cheer about. But you know, they would love a touchdown. A TD would... Well, I'll just say, I'm glad there's no roof on this stadium because I think they would blow it off into the next county. First and 10 for the Gales from the 20-yard line. So far, hard to crack this outstanding Laurier defense. It's going to be a passing situation. Bracken was looking for Jared Kasari. He was covered, but Russell Weir has got the ball. Russell Weir cuts it out, cuts it up. First down, Russell Weir. Hustle Weir, a signature play from number two. Short catch, long run. A key first down to get the Gales out of the shadow of their own end zone. It'll be a first and 10 from the Gales 33 as Russell Weir does what he does on that catch there. As it is still a 2-0 ball game here. Russell Weir in motion in the slot. Play action pass. Looking for Nathan Falcone. Good catch by Nathan Falcone. Close to first down distance on the right-hand side. Simple pass and catch. Don't have to be too dramatic about that. Just good fundamental football. Setting up a second and short. And Mateo Tuioti enters the ball game here. And then promptly makes his way off the field so they can bring in the beef. We're talking, this is the heifer formation, the big boys in both the offensive line and backfield.
The heifer formation.
Number 28, Ethan Dahl. This is a kid to keep your eye on. One of the hardest runners in the OUA. As Coach Snyder said in the media day, he could run through a wall if we asked him to, and he may have to on this second and short.
There he goes.
And he spins off contact, and with forward progress, he will probably have just enough. He was swarmed by a sea of purple. I think they may actually mark him short. We're just waiting from the word from the chain gang. It is indeed third and short, and this brings up an interesting quandary and conundrum as they are going to go for it. We saw some apprehension last week against McMaster in a third and short scenario, but here on their own 41-yard line, the Gales are going to trust in their defense, trust in the big boys up front. Just like Lamaze clash, breathe and push as Russell Weir will get the first down.
Oh, yeah.
Number two with first down number two on this drive. Easy conversion there. I say that because I'm not on the bottom of the pile, mind you. Easy, at least he makes it look easy, does Russell Weir. As some of the big boys in that middle of that Queens offensive line, I'm just saying, when they go to the grad club, they're getting everything on the menu, which, hey, I've done that before too. Highly recommend. It's going to be first and 10 from the Queens 44. We've got quads on the left-hand side. Vraken is looking left. Oh, that's very nearly picked off. I can't believe it wasn't. Holy cow, was that a miscommunication, mistiming? All I know is number 8, Paul Legale, dropped what was a gimme, easy catch. I think Jeff the Nerd here in the booth with me could have secured that one. But all the same, it'll be second and 10. As Richardson exhales, Vraken is running for his life. There is a flag down for a hold. Otherwise, it would have been a pass and catch for a first down. But that is coming back. A hold on the right side of the offensive line. Good call there from the officials. Vraken did a great job of getting loose from big Joey Edlington. But this one is moving in reverse as Queens will be back to essentially where they started from. As we'll get a second and very long, we do have a Laurier player down, so let me take a moment to tell you a bit more about the Grad Club. Did you know the Grad Club offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meal options, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information on their new catering menu can be found at the Grad Club.
Laurier.ca. And if you're curious, folks, it looks like that injury to the Laurier player is nothing too serious. That's great to see. They are making their way off the field under their own power. So we should be back in action momentarily. We're always hoping for the health and safety of all the players on the field. And they're going on their way. We've got lots of great sponsors this year. Kingston is a food city, and you're going to hear more about some of the great food and beverage options coming up in our second quarter as well. So it's going to be second and 20 from the 34. So curious to see if the Gaels just hand this one off, try to avoid a catastrophic turnover. It's going to be a play-action pass. Raikens got time. And he very nearly had Mateo Tuioti. Tuioti trying to draw a flag, trying to get some pass interference down. Kind of reached for that one awkwardly, hoping, yes, indeed, he is okay. Overextended the core there. Good throw from Vraken. Close, just maybe a quarter of a second timing difference. Tuioti wasn't able to fully extend both his body and his arms to bring that one in. So that brings Tyler Mullen on to punt this one away. And these punts are always frightening prospects, as another short one will give Laurier great field position once more. Mullen is going to angle this one to Tayshawn Jackson. Uh-oh. As Tayshawn Jackson is getting loose, he is corralled as there is a hold on Ethan Sutton as he dragged Keegan Vanek to the turf. You can block a guy, you can't tackle him in those situations, so they're going to be back towards probably their own 26-yard line once this is tallied. Maybe their 23, depending on where exactly the hold took place. But Queens continuing to benefit from, I'm going to say, so far, kind of sloppy special teams play from Laurier. There's execution by their returners, but there's been a lot of holds, a lot of penalties that have already undone well over 100 yards of special teams contributions. If they can get that in line, boy, oh boy, they're going to be hard to handle. But you know what they say, if ifs and nuts were candy and butts, well, you can head on down to Old Farm Fine Food and get your fill. So it's going to be a first and 10 from the 23-yard line, the Laurier Golden Hawks. With her dropping back to pass, he is going to complete that one to Ryan Hughes for just short of first down distance on the left-hand side. So it'll be a second and short for Laurier, about 3 yards to go. Good quick hitter there from Cal Wither to Ryan Hughes. 2.5 minutes go in our first quarter of action, and it is a 2-0 ball game. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we won't see the offensive showcase that was promised, as we will get a first down, but guess who is on the tackle? Oliver Jackson. What a first quarter he's had. His name has been in the news so frequently here today. And, man, oh man, is OJ good? It's going to be a first and 10 from the 37-yard line of the Laurier Golden Hawks. Oliver Jackson has been outstanding today. They're going to need him on this drive here. Try and shut this Laurier drive down before they pick up too much momentum. Play action pass. OJ very nearly gets his hands on it again. Jacob Baldwin, man, can he run. That is their Will, weak side, inside linebacker, securing the tackle on a very speedy Laurier receiver. But once again, Oliver Jackson was fingertips away. He is going to, we could see a repeat of week one where he tipped a pass which went to DJ Ryan. We could see another tip drill scenario from Oliver Jackson. Second and 4 from the Laurier 43. Wither with multiple men in motion. It's going to be another handoff, and this is a good one. This is a long gain from number 14 for the Golden Hawks, tackled up by John Korskaden. That is the play of the day for the Purple Golden Hawks from Quentin Scott. Brampton back with a big run there to get Laurier into Queens territory for the first time today. as we are rapidly approaching the 7 p.m. hour. 35 seconds to go in our first quarter of action. A 2-0 ball game, but Laurier threatening points here late in the first quarter. Play is blown dead. Not sure if it is procedure or offsides, but this one is done before it starts with 23 seconds remaining on the clock. We just want to thank our title sponsor this year, the Grad Club, for their continued support of Gales Game Day on CFRC. They do great things there. You're going to hear more about them later. They're all over this broadcast, and as they should be, an integral part of the Kingston community. Great place to get some food and drinks. Great place to catch a concert. It is going to be a first and 15, so a procedure call on the Golden Hawks. First and 15 from the Queen's 41-yard line.